Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
And here we are on travels down at the beautiful Mawson Lakes.
Yes, absolutely.
Sunny, blue sky.
I just want a quick call out.
Oh, yes.
Our introduction there, my mate Peter.
Yes.
Peter Luke.
Yes.
The inner the star bowler from Kapunda.
I do, yes.
Kept nagging me about our introduction. So I hope it was all right for him today.
Oh, what was his major complaint?
Just the way we go about it every week.
I hope it's as bad this week as it was every other week. Good on you, Pete. That's really good.
Anyway, played a bit of a tournament.
Can I just send a message to Pete?
Yeah.
Have you been told lately, Pete?
Yeah, Sunday I played bowls with him. I played at Kapunda, just a quick tournament over there. It was quite a good day. We won a couple, lost one, finished about sixth. Just to send out, I said I wouldn't mention his name, but I played with a guy there. 109 pigeon, racing pigeons, 47 didn't come home. He cut his flock in half.
Is that right?
Is it a flock?
I think so. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I wonder what Bill Laurie's record was when it came to pigeons coming home.
Took them for a drive and they didn't come home. But anyway, I won't mention Jim's name. Oh, hell. But anyway, had a good day with him and enjoyed the day.
Jim, so if you need to know where you can get a bird supplier, I can let you know.
That was me with the slug gun sitting just out of your dunder.
I heard they went off at Cuddler too.
Enough of the racing pigeons. Quickly, I had a text from a mate of mine, Matty Short. Rick, the first country league, Bros and Light, are the first country league to bring in a super challenge of bowls this season. Like a Taylor's Cup that we play on a Sunday night, I believe theirs is going to be a Friday night. Maddie's been the brains behind the whole thing. So hopefully they're attracting new players and whatever else. So it's a good innovation by Maddie. So we've got to wish him all the best with it.
Certainly do. Yes, that's a good idea.
And while I'm on it quickly, he's from the Angaston Bowling Club. I'll quickly mention that evidently the teas up there on a Friday night are sensational at the new Angaston Bowling Club clubrooms. Right.
And have they recruited again big for next
season? No, they lost a couple to town, but they'll still be around the mark. They've got a very strong club up there. So that's enough. Bowl season's not around the corner, but we'll go on to the local footy, Rick.
Well done. Good news, Phil.
No worries. Thank you.
Before we actually start that, we should congratulate each other. Last week, 250 shows.
Forgot about it, Rick.
So did I.
So here we are at 251.
Yeah.
Probably what Crawley would have made if the pitch hadn't kept labour.
Exactly.
That's another story.
Anyway, there you go. All right, now,
okay.
BLNG.
Here we go. So last week, quickly, Rick, Barossa, which was a close game, 12-9-81, defeated Tanunda 8-14, kick bad, 62.
Yeah, I must confess I didn't think Tanunda would get anywhere near that close.
Same.
That's...
Jew, McDonald and Ryswick,
yep.
Best for Barossa, Calhoun, Steinert and Gilfroy.
Yes. Tanunda needs Sammy to go well every week, every quarter.
Week.
No. Good. Yeah.
Yep.
I was a little
Absolutely.
Surprised.
Yep. Williston and South. I watched a bit of this game, Rick, on the live stream. 11-8-74 Williston. Lost to South. 17-10-112.
What was it, competitive or?
Not a bad game.
Yeah.
You're not a bad game. Yeah. Wilson win it for a while, and then I didn't see the end of it, and then South must have kicked away. Holloway, Lehman, and Clinch, best for Williston. Burton, Newman, and Whitworth for South Gawler.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think all things being equal, Williston will make the four, and then, I guess they've got a chance. But
yeah, well, you've got to be in it to win it, don't you? Angaston, a couple of close games to finish with here, Rick, which is unusual for the Barossa League this year.
Yes.
Angaston, 9 goals, 6-60. Lost to Newry, 99.
Well, evidently very, very stiff to lose because it was sort of the proverbial last kick of the day sort of thing that got Newry home. I couldn't believe that Angaston got that close. In fact, they were probably unlucky not to win.
Sorry, I did said 99 to 63, but that's all right. I was surprised at the score. Angaston have been struggling, as we know. Yuria sort of that top two, three, whatever. So back with the pack a bit then, Yuri.
Yes. Okay. And the mighty Freeling.
The mighty Freeling have got over the line for, I think it's their third win in a row.
Third in a row.
13-11-89 defeated Kapunda 12-11-83.
Well, I was lucky enough, as I suggested on the last show, that I would go and see it. It was everything I sort of expected it to be. I chose that game because I thought it would be close.
Yep.
And indeed, throughout, there were, I think offhand now, 8 lead changes during the game. But the maximum gap at any one time, the maximum gap was only 2 goals to either side. Yep. And it finished up being a 1-goal game. You could argue that a justifiable draw might have been, you could consider that either side was unlucky to lose. I thought it was competitive, obviously, but I thought the standard wasn't too bad either.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go and see the mighty Freeling, alliteration Freeling for 4.
Well, there you go. We'll wait and see.
Well, they're believe it or not, not only are they off the bottom of the table, they're only 1 game out of the 4. It's a bit like the AFL. There's a whole heap of sides there that may, depending on results, get there. Newry haven't. I keep saying it, and listeners might get bored. I don't think Newry are quite the side that their position on the table suggests they are. Freeling would need everything to go well, but I give them a chance tomorrow.
Okay.
So there you go.
Quickly, the best players for Freeling was Cochran, Koshiel, Tyler, and for Kapunda was Big Wyatt Ryan, and Greenshields and Parr was Greenshields and Parr were the other two. Sorry, yeah. I don't think I said the Angaston ones. Antony, Miles and Harvey for Angaston and Falland, Scott Bentley and Laverty for Newry. That was their best place.
Going back to the Freeling-Kapunda game, Cochran was definitely BOG, got the medal at the end of the day.
Oh, okay.
Wyatt Ryan played well, obviously made a lot easier for him because Kapunda didn't have their big centre-half back playing. But you can only beat the side that's on the ground.
I believe the Kapunda fullback number 7, not Killian.
Yes.
I believe he got reported, Andy. I didn't see his name in this week, so I gather he's got suspended as well to go with it.
Having a small holiday.
Yeah. So anyway, that was last week. This week, Rick, we've got Newry versus Freeling at the beautiful, picturesque Newry Oval.
Well, it is all of those things. I really do enjoy watching football and cricket at that lovely, surfaced and appropriate-sized ground. I guess I have to go for Newry, but it could be an upset.
Yep. I'm the same. I'll go Newry, but, who knows? Freeling will get the tails up, but we'll wait and see. Kapunda versus Williston, Rick, at Dutton Park, by the looks.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with Kapunda, actually. I mean, again, like for most of these sides, it depends on the personnel that play on the day. Kapunda would want to have most of their big names playing, I'll have to go for Williston, but...
Yeah, I'll go Williston. Yeah. No Joey Brown. I don't know. I've got one of my spies checking it out over there at Kapunda and to see injury or there's other something
political
else.
Political... Yeah. You're not inferring there is a spy.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that it could be.
You've got good contacts at Kapunda, haven't you?
Wyatt Ryan... picked in both sides this week. He's picked down at Central, so I had a look.
Well, that shows
and
how well he's
playing. So he'll be interested to see where he plays.
He won't be playing in both, let me tell you.
No, I don't think he can. He's not that good. He is good, but he's not that good. Okay, we'll move on again. South versus Barossa.
South. Comfortably.
South for me. Yeah. Won't have, obviously...
They won't have Paddy White, I should
say. Paddy White, I'm glad you brought that. Pisani didn't make, obviously, the stateside. He was in the squad, but he's named, I see. But no Paddy White, but won't probably make a Make a difference, but it won't make
deciding difference.
Agreed.
No.
The next game is probably brought back to earth a bit. Tanunda versus Central. Tanunda only just fell over the line first round at Central.
Correct. I covered that game and I wasn't, well, again, I've said it before, I'm not over impressed with Tanunda.
No.
Gawler Central are one of those sides that you really don't know what's going to turn up. Not only in personnel, but they seem to depend so much on a couple of their small ball mate, you know, Molyneux.
Charlie's name.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Gawler Central.
I'm going. It's at home, so I'll go to Tanunda, but no Calhoun. He's in the state countryside.
Philip, I'm definitely going Gawler Central.
And Botton, but Botton is out for Central. I didn't see his name.
Yeah, well, he hasn't played a lot. Might I say, you've heard of, you've heard of the song The One Man Band?
Oh, yeah.
That's Tanunda. No Sammy, no Tanunda.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a call.
Well,
right?
You're probably right.
That's lost all my,
I'm not too
that's
sure.
Lost all our Tanunda fans.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to step. Chris Gers, that is.
Yeah, that's right. No, I tell you what, if they haven't got Sammy playing, I would give Gawler Central a big chance.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Not confidently picking Tanunda, I can tell you.
No.
Anyway, so we'll go on quickly. That's the, I think it's just about done the local.
You've covered that very well, Philip. Really have.
Thank you. AFL, tonight, Rick. Here we are, Friday. Essendon versus the Bulldogs.
Well, it should, in theory, be a very good game, and I don't know what the Bulldogs do when they go up and down like a yo-yo. Oh. But I'm going the Bulldogs.
I'm going the Bulldogs, but I agree with you. The side on paper just looks beautiful, and they play like, you know.
And on the other hand, Essendon look good when they're playing well as well.
Yeah.
But I'll go Bullies.
I'm going the Bullies. Richmond versus the Hawks.
Richmond, they've got absolutely everything to play for.
Yeah, they have. And their form hasn't been too bad.
I mean, the Hawks are on the way up, but you'd have to go Richmond, I think.
I am too. Carlton versus West Coast Eagles.
Well, I Carlton, of course. I mean, the West Coast Eagles are an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you do. You can't.
I'm not too sure. I don't. Coaches. It's not a coach.
It's not
thing.
The coaching thing. It's no.
Anyway, we'll move on.
What do they say when there's trouble? It's a cultural thing.
Oh, there you
do
go.
Do you like that?
There you go. Okay, we got Brisbane versus Geelong.
Well, here we go.
Good game. Won't see it. I'll be on my way to footy to watch Port.
The logic behind the decision making here is that you can say Brisbane don't lose a lot of games at home.
Yep.
But Geelong will beat them.
Ooh, wow. I'm going Brisbane. So you're going Geelong. One different.
I am indeed.
The next game, Freo, who've cost me so many tips this year, versus Sydney. Be a good game. I mean, can you tip Freo?
Well,
over there.
Logic would say that you should be able to pick them, and Sydney looked pretty ordinary, and poor old, the full forward for Sydney, he should have retired two years ago. Hey?
His last quarter, they talk about his last quarter, he took about two or three marks in the last quarter, but other than that, you hardly signed it.
Anyway, I'll go Sydney.
I'm going Sydney too, as well, or whatever you want to call it. Now, the next game, match of the round. Second versus top, Adelaide Oval, Port versus Collingwood.
Well, I know what you'll do because you're the loyal, you know, the loyal support, Port Adelaide supporter. You'll go Port, I'm going Collingwood.
Did you see the hesitation there?
You're not jumping off the tram.
I'm going Collingwood.
Oh! Did you hear that, good
going
listeners?
Going Collingwood.
And talk about Phil the front runner.
Well, I was wondering where you're going there. Yeah, no, look, I'll be down there supporting the boys, but I just can't see.
Well, you promise me one thing.
What's
you
that?
Won't walk across the bridge at half after half time.
No, I don't go that way anyway. I catch the bus, so I cross the other way. I'm going Collingwood as well. But fingers crossed Port can do it, but I'm not
Well, the problem they've got is their defence. They haven't got a defence.
Oh, here we go. You're going to talk about my favourite player.
Your favourite player.
One of my favourite players.
Alea.
Oh, love him.
He has got the worst statistics. I've been saying, our producer has been saying it for years. I've been saying it for months. He is a loose as a slack rubber band. His statistics, according to Champion Data, rank him about 35th in the defence mechanism.
Wow.
And just because he takes a specky every now and again, people forget that the bloke he's meant to be looking after meanwhile's kicking goals. Got no time for him.
I'm glad you cleaned that up. You said loose rubber band. That wasn't what you said before the show.
Oh, rubbish.
You cleaned that up.
very ordinary.
Okay.
Defence.
No, I'd stick by Alea, but anyway, stats probably don't lie, but I tell you what, he saved us a few weeks.
What?
Okay, let's finish these off. GWS versus Gold Coast.
I'm going GWS.
So am I.
Because they've got everything to play for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Gold Coast aren't out of the hunt either, but their good is good. Their average is less than average.
Yep. Stewie Jew over at the cricket. All decked out in the Australian gear. He might be the bowling coach by the look of him.
Well, I reckon Travie could roll him down the pitch, all right?
I reckon I saw him at the tea break out in the oval, rolling. Anyway, we'll move on. Melbourne versus Adelaide.
Melbourne comfortably.
Yeah, I agree. And the last game, St Kilda, be a humdinger, ring-dinger, this one. Although St Kilda, I mean, they're playing above themselves, aren't they?
Oh,
they lost
very
last
much
week.
So.
St Kilda versus North Melbourne.
Well, obviously, because it's North Melbourne, you've got to go St Kilda. But yeah. St Kilda aren't as good as their premiership position suggests either.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so
I wouldn't be surprised.
There you go. So we're beginning to stretch the time out, Test cricket,
Phil.
Oh,
quickly. Loved it.
You loved it?
Get it out of the way quickly.
Good listeners, at the end of day one, I hear my phone go ting-a-ling, and it's a message from my good friend sitting across the desk here, Phil Fechner, and he just says 3-0 test. I think he's changed his mind after day two. Is that right?
Yeah.
How good was Zach Crawley? And
yes.
Moa Mallee, and then, I mean,
Root.
And I had a feeling that you said that Moa Mallee couldn't play last show. Is that right?
Geez, he plays beautifully, doesn't he?
Well,
very fluid.
Do you know what
shots.
He can do? He can bat and bowl. And then
we got one of them, haven't we?
Gee, there's an elegance of Joe Root that is something special.
There's something about Joe Root. I like him. You know,
as our good listeners would know, I mean, Zach Crawley is one of the most amazingly elegant, powerful players I've seen in a long time. And his second 50 to bring up his 100 comes off of 26 balls.
Yeah, wow, he was
189 off of 182 balls. And bear in mind, 3-0 predictor. Harry Brook and Ben Stokes are at the crease.
Oh, no.
Salivating. But what about Travie? How good was his
bowling? Well, I've got some bowling stats here, Rick. 6 overs for 48. First 2 balls was 6 and 4. Get out of here.
Happy birthday. I'll make a statement now. You could bowl as well as Travis Head.
Oh, that's a big statement.
And I'll make another statement. If you were batting against Travis Head, you'd probably make runs.
Yeah, he's
not a test bowler.
No.
And you see, the gamble has already not paid off. You do not play a 5-day test game or any 5-day cricket match without a spin bowler. Mm. A genuine.
And our batsmen sort of let us down too, because they didn't go on.
Exactly.
And here you are with Marsh, 9 overs for 57.
Yeah.
And Cumming, 16 overs for 93.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's our top class.
But I did hear late in the day at Old Trafford, a bloke selling prayer mats made an absolute killing selling them to the Australian cricketers, promising them that if they used them properly, there'd be plenty of rain. No, that's a genuine. He absolutely made a killing, evidently.
That was pretty disappointing. I did watch till about 12:15 last night, this morning, but God, it was hard to watch.
It was.
You're an Australian fan, put it that way.
Now, the other thing we should mention. We've got to mention. Very entertaining, although I was ducking in between.
Yeah, same.
Matilda's game, first game against Ireland.
Yep.
Very entertaining, very good standard, and the atmosphere with a crowd, absolutely
good
electric.
Crowd, 40-something thousand.
And I tell you what, I don't care whether I lose votes over this. At the Matildas are a highly skilled, highly fitness orientated group of girls. And they, to be honest and blunt, make the Aussie Rules football girls look very average in comparison.
Can't disagree with that. Can't disagree with that at all. No Kerr? Crook calf, and might miss the next one.
That's right. So, and I mean, she's more than, I mean, being a striker of the effect that she is an amazing miss if she doesn't, you know, calves aren't good. They're going to have to look after and hope that they get there. Well, we're running very much over time.
We are, but we had so much sport to talk about.
And
the pigeons right at the top of the list, you know. And I'm going out looking in a minute. I'm going to look for the 47 pigeons.
I can see three of them up on the roof right there.
get the rifle out.
You know, too much sport is never enough.
No, exactly. Oh, yeah.
So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.